Mark in the Morning comes to you from the studios of 100.3 The Sound in Los Angeles. In Southern California, hear it happen live without a net from 6 to 10 a.m. Weekdays on 100.3 FM.
I told you, I'm going to play this as I bump into every show for the entire time that I'm here.
Yes.
1450 WLAY, thunder showers in the forecast. 76 currently here. Shalimar, the second time around. I know you've come a long way,
baby. How do you do the same thing every day and it never gets old?
I wish y'all could be in the car when I do Linda Radio. Oh. She just gets, stop it! All right, if this story that I've got is true, then, and we'll talk it through, there was a vetting process for women that are in Scientology to see who was going to date Tom Cruise.
I knew it.
Get you some. We have a major announcement this morning at 7:50-ish. Could be 48, could be 49. If you enjoy Mark in the Morning, this is a not miss. Ted Nugent has pissed off a bunch of people. They're yelling at him. He's yelling back. And it's good for me. I don't get what's wrong. A guy was naked in his own store messing around with mannequins. What's the problem? We'll talk that through. Oh, is it Malia Obama, the daughter of Malia?
Malia, yeah, Sasha
well,
and Malia.
Yeah, she, you know, I get it. It's innocent and it's nothing, but she is the first daughter. So I'll explain it to you. McDonald's is installing a walkthrough for drunks.
Oh, my God. That's brilliant.
Now, you know, at the state fair, they always have pie contests and the Oregon State Fair is going to be having a pot contest. The best grade pot.
Okay. I'm listening.
Six reasons today doesn't suck. Damn it. We had a $50 winner yesterday. I knew the question was too easy. We return today 5 seconds for $5. And talk show host Wendy Williams is in trouble, but she didn't get fired. Some staff members did. No. We'll run all of this down to you because this is Mark in the Morning. I didn't even hear it.
You did it twice.
Cranberry sauce, is that what he says?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They used to think it was I buried Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it isn't. So let me go ahead and apologize first for this. The roofers, apparently this house that we bought has the world's worst roof on it. Oh, yeah. We had some leaks. We knew that. So we called a roofing company and the guy comes and he goes up and he checks the roof and he comes back down and he goes,
yep.
He goes, it's like monkeys put your roof on. There's places on your roof where they just stopped. They didn't even attempt to finish. So when you hear the hammering, I apologize. They're directly above my studio. But I'm getting a rocking new roof in.
And you said it's like speckled.
Yeah, it's really pretty. Dude, when they handed us the brochure where you have to decide which color scheme you're gonna go with, it's the worst thing for a couple to have to decide. So because I had my favorite and Linda had hers, I acquiesced. We went with Linda and I told her, thank God, because if this roof sucks, I got you to blame, not me to blame.
That's so usually good. For the best.
All right, now what a week we have had. Gina, can you guys see Red the Radio Hound?
What's going on? What's going on there with his little foot?
He didn't tear, but he pulled his Achilles heel.
Oh. Again?
Yeah. Well, yeah. He.
Same leg?
He was at the kennel, and they let the dogs out to play and exercise. And Red sees a deer behind the fence, so he tears out to get the deer, and he tweaked it. He pulled it. So we go to the vet and he says, well, you can't throw the ball. He's got to rest and we'll get this. Well, he was we went to pick him up at the kennel, and he was walking up the stairs to get into the house from the garage, and he fell.
Oh, my God.
So we took him back, and it was a worse tear this time.
Oh.
And he was kind of walking on his toes.
Oh,
so he said,
baby,
we've got to put a splint on it. If we hope to, because if he tears it, completely tears it, that surgery and then a splint for like 3 months.
Oy.
So we went ahead with the splint.
How long is the splint on?
6 weeks.
Oy.
I have to pick him up and carry him up the stairs.
Poor baby, and I'm not talking about you.
Poor, how about me?
No,
this dog
you're
is
fine.
This dog is 80 pounds.
This poor thing, he needs to stop getting so excited about stairs and deer.
So now, if you want to follow me or the family, Linda works her Twitter like a job. So just go to @LakeNormanLinda, L-Y, Linda with a Y, @LakeNormanLinda. And she's real good at it. You'll enjoy it. Today I was getting ready, and the TV's on Good Morning America, and they're showing The Bachelorette and the guy that she chose.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first time I'd seen either one of them, because this may come as a shock, but I don't watch The Bachelorette.
No.
Do they still get out a rose?
I don't know. I don't watch it either.
Okay. But then Linda told me something that made it interesting.
Hmm.
The guy she picked, the guy she gave the rose to, is quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers' brother.
Oh, yeah, I heard he was on. So he's the big winner?
Yeah.
Oh, mazel tov to the happy couple. I'm sure they'll be
together forever. And this made it even better. He and Aaron Rodgers, his brother, don't speak.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it because Aaron Rodgers is carving out a real life and his brother's on a reality show?
Now, the name soon to be heard around the universe is Mr. Mike TV. You love to watch TV, Mike?
You bet.
Yeah, I do. And Chris Pine was on Jimmy Kimmel last night. And, Mark, let me ask you. Did you know what your name, if you jumbled up all the letters in your name, Mark Thompson, what it would spell? Or what would it come up with a different word? Do you have a name?
Never done it. Saw a reason to. Still don't.
Well, you might want to after this. Jimmy Kimmel did it for Chris Pine, and you're never going to believe what Chris Pine could also be spelled as.
One more thing I want to run by you, and I wonder if you're aware of that. Do you know that if you rearrange the letters of your name, they spell Rich Penis?
I can't follow that.
Was that something that you'd known, or is this?
I'm gonna call my tattoo.
That's a great idea.
I got a new job.
You get some kind of confused tattoo artist, and you're in a lot of trouble. Yeah, dyslexic tattoo artist.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I don't know. It's just, you know, that's
spread the word.
You have a lot of time on your hands, Jimmy. I play a lot of Scrabble.
Hey, sweetheart, you know this. I'll put the kids to bed, but I got something for you.
There you go. There's your mic TV.
Sit, Boo Boo, sit. Good dog.
So Gina is now going on her second night without sleep.
Ugh.
What is up, bitch?
Yo, life's up, bitch. I'm like real tired and like real excited, and I got a great bed, and I'm just like so ready. Like, you know when you're so tired, your body's kind of like buzzing, like you feel like you're levitating, you're so tired.
Yeah.
And then you snuggle into the world's most comfy bed, and those eyes go, and they're like that for the next 6 hours and 45 minutes. Okay.
Yeah. And then, like, if you have to get up at 4, you fall asleep at 3:48.
Yes. And it's so cliche, but we all do it. And I did it again last night. You keep looking at the clock. Okay. If I fall asleep right now, I get 5 hours. That's a lot of hours. That's some good hours. Okay. Let's do this. Let's do this. And then you're kind of laying there, and you're laying there. You look at the clock again. Okay, now if I fall asleep, I'm going to get 2 hours. That's solid. That's like a good power nap. I can do this. And then it just never happens. Yep.
The one I hate, and I haven't done this in a while. Now that I'm saying it, I'll probably do it tonight. But you're laying there, and you're exhausted, and you finally fall asleep. And then you do that body jerk thing.
Oh, I hate the body jerk. And you feel like you're falling out of a tree, and then you're up again. Yeah, I hear you.
Now, Gina has been doing a wonderful thing. She has been visiting the Children's Hospital. Because some of these kids, when they go through chemo, they're just sitting there.
Yeah.
And so you've been going up and entertaining.
Doing my best and failing miserably, but at least I bring presents. So I've gone a couple times and I want to keep going back, but, you know, I want to bring them stuff. And we do arts and crafts, and I brought, you know, the older kids earbuds. And so we talked about it on this show. I think I mentioned on Corolla too. And I've just been getting these outpouring of tweets of people like, oh, is everything okay on the roof? You want us to stop for a second? Of people wanting to help and donate stuff. And so a guy tweeted me last night. He's an earbud manufacturer, and he wants to send me a box of 100 pairs of earbuds for the kids because wow. All they do is sit there on dialysis for 3 and 4 hours at a time with nothing to do but stare at their phones or stare at their iPads and watch a movie. So he's going to send 100 pairs of earbuds, which is awesome. Wow. Another guy has some sort of an audiobook account and has all the free audiobooks they could ever want, so he's going to send me his code for that. So I just want to say thank you, and if you want to get on that, tweet me, and I'll bring everything over, and I'll make sure they know it's from you, and it's awesome. The Children's Hospital LA, give them money.
Gina, are you on Twitter? I wasn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you not aware?
I wasn't.
Be a mensch and tweet me. That means a good guy. Mark, mm-hmm. I know you're very Jewish. at Gina Grad, GINAGRAD, and come be one of my 30,000 followers.
I'll tell you what it's like to be around Gina Grad. You'll be standing there talking to her, and while you're speaking, she will, in 3 seconds, rip her phone out.
Yeah.
Come, turn over, take a selfie, and then go back to the conversation.
Yeah, but to be fair, it's usually with you, but I will post it.
So I have an idea then for your kids at the hospital. Near Christmas time, go and buy a Christmas coloring book and find a picture of Santa Claus's face where he's wearing his hat and his beard and the whole thing. Then make copies of it.
I like
Go it. Buy okay. a bag of big cotton balls and a bag of small ones.
Okay.
First, the kids color his hat and his face a little bit, and then they glue the cotton balls onto the rim of his hat and his beard.
I love it.
Yeah.
So cute of you, Mark.
Yeah, that is adorable. How would you know about arts and crafts?
Excuse me, I have 3 children.
That's right.
And boy, I'll tell you what, if you yelled arts and crafts in our house, they came running.
Even Matt?
Oh, yeah. Our kids thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy all that crap.
Oh, that's good.
I wanted to tell a story. Gina's always like this. And we've all been in this case where you've got a job, but you don't make any money. And you're literally living paycheck to paycheck. I was in between. No, not in between. I was actually traveling from Birmingham, where I was on the radio, to Savannah. This was going to be my very first morning show I'd ever had. And my last check from Birmingham was mailed to the new radio station. It was going to get there Friday. So I get to the radio station. I go to my production inbox. It's not there.
Oy.
Now I've got maybe 30 cents in my pants. And I haven't eaten in probably 2 days.
Oh, God.
So here I am, brand new job, just arrived. Here comes a guy walking down the hallway of the radio station. I walked up to him, introduced myself, and then asked to borrow
$20. Oh, my God.
And he gave it to me.
Oh, my God.
He wound up being one of my best friends, Dennis.
Did you ever pay him back?
No.
No.
He's an engineer. Of course I paid him back. Engineers made a lot more money than I do.
I can't imagine what that'd be like. Hi, I'm new here. My name's Mark. Oh, hi, Gina. How are you? Look, I need to borrow $20.
And then one other one. When I was in the first grade, I won a poster contest. I drew a picture of a car and me in the trunk of it. And that was it. A guy was driving the car, and I'm hanging out of the trunk waving. And I won. And they gave me a silver dollar. And I kept that silver dollar in my precious box things.
Uh-huh.
And I was in one of those times where I had not eaten for a while and the check wasn't coming. I went and got that silver dollar and bought a Whopper with it.
Oh, I hate this story. But look at you, big stud. Look at you now. You can have all the silver dollars you want.
I I need to know what's trending, Gina. Tell me, please.
Well, Hillary Clinton's campaign on Monday touted the support of investor Warren Buffett, one of the wealthiest people in the world, in order to try to, quote, take Donald Trump down a peg in the presidential race. Vice President Joe Biden officiated his first wedding ever. Biden officiated over the wedding of two longtime White House staffers at the Naval Observatory. That was yesterday. And here's what's trending in sports. Well, kind of. LeBron James recently posted a receipt from his pizza delivery order to Facebook, which consisted of a pizza stacked with 16 toppings.
Wow.
That's how he likes his pie. And a warning from James that read, quote, don't order this when you're starving. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. If you don't like Hillary or Trump, you'll be entertained by some of your other choices. But first, Greg Kinn, this is Mark in the Morning.
The Democratic National Convention gave Hillary a boost in the race against Republican nominee Donald Trump, but there is a new independent candidate showing gains in a recent poll of voters who don't like either Hillary or Trump. The latest contender is Harambe, the 450-pound gorilla who was shot and killed at the Cincinnati Zoo after he dragged around a toddler who had fallen into the enclosure. According to the new poll from the Public Policy Polling, 48% said they would vote for Clinton, 43% for Trump, and 5% of the voters questioned said they would prefer to see a dead ape in the White House other than those two.
Wow. And, you know, I think all you need is 15%, so Harambe's third of the way there.
Well, it's as I said yesterday. It doesn't matter who's elected. It will be, without question, in history, the worst hair. Now, have you guys looked up and seen the picture of Trump's mother?
We posted it a few days ago. I'll try and repost it.
That can't be real, right?
If it is, either way, it's hysterical. Because she's got that hair swept off to the side and then way out here. You could decorate it for Christmas.
Yeah. It looks like Mr. Softie. Like the Tasty Freeze.
And he looks just like her, too.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It's crazy.
I love that hair. It's very Susie Lou Who or Cindy Lou Who from Dr. Seuss.
Dedicate one to the lady. Yeah.
Now, today is National Ice Cream Sandwich Day. Yeah. I used to love, I don't get to eat them anymore. Everybody does it differently, but an ice cream sandwich, you know, there's vanilla ice cream in between two chocolatey
graham crackeries,
wafer things. Mm-hmm. Now, the first thing I would do is I would hold it with two fingers while I was eating it.
Yep.
And as I moved through it, I would lick the ice cream in between the two chocolate things all the way around so it wouldn't drip.
Yes!
And then after I had finished it, I got to rake off some of that chocolate on my fingers.
Oh, that's so the way to do it. Mark, that's the way. And you know what? The new thing now is to do ice cream sandwiches between two full cookies. Yeah. And even though that's super fun and it's not bad, every time I have one, which is not often, it always makes me miss the classic, you know, soft graham crackers.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you guys ever, like when you were kids, did the ice cream truck come around your neighborhood?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, I always got a frozen toe.
Oh, dude. I would try to find a quarter because that's what it was and then try to catch it. Try to catch the truck.
Every time you'd hear that sort of sharp, off-key children's song, you'd come running for the truck.
And my choice was always the same. Drumstick.
Yes! Oh, delicious drumstick.
Now, I don't remember the name of it, because the ones that I had as a kid, it was called drumstick.
Right.
But somebody, maybe it was, I can't remember. Somebody took the idea of the drumstick, and they completely revolutionized it. On the top was double chocolate all the way down, the entire, not just the top, but all of the sides were covered with nuts. And then you would get down to midway down the cone, and the cone had solid chocolate inside of it.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
And that last bite had a little chunk of chocolate at the very bottom of that cone.
Yeah.
So good.
It's the absolute best. I'm going to have one today, I think.
Really?
Well, we've been sitting here talking about it, of course.
I have super cramps. I'm having one, too.
Is it that time, Gina?
It is, Mark.
Good timing.
Maybe that's why you're not sleeping.
Yeah, I'm sure that's it.
Good timing for Tim going on vacation.
Wow, Mikey. These are off-air conversations. Continue, Mark.
The fallout has begun at the Wendy Williams Show following the host's controversial comments about racism. Several staff members have been let go, and the show's executives say they want to retool the show. Last month, Wendy said that she doesn't understand why there are historically black colleges, and she believes the NAACP is racist because she would be offended by the National Organization for White People. She later apologized on the show for saying it.
Wait, why did her staffers get fired?
Exactly. Because I don't think there's a script. I don't think that she's sitting up there reading lines that were written for her. She's sitting up there just talking.
Yeah.
She's a former radio person, which explains why she's got the gift to do that. So I thought the same thing. Why are they getting fired? What did they have to do with it?
Yeah, you always have to sacrifice, you know, the little sacrificial lamb, like, you know, at the Melania Trump speech. And somebody's got to answer for these crazy things. But
well, speaking of the Melania thing, the girl who wrote it, she said she got on the phone with Melania. Yep. And Melania told her her favorite quotes from Michelle Obama. And then she wrote them into the script and it wound up being the final copy.
Right.
And she stood up and said, I did that.
Yeah,
that's me. But did she get fired?
She didn't. She offered her resignation and they said, no, don't worry about it. Everybody makes mistakes, which is not something you hear from politicians very often. And everybody went along their merry way. I think in terms of things going on in the world, Melania quoting Michelle Obama and not giving her credit is way down at the bottom. But that's just me.
Who here did not look up Melania Trump's nakedness?
No hands.
Mikey, you looked it up?
Of course.
What'd you think?
It up? A nice, very perky.
So if you want to play 5 seconds for $5, it was 50 yesterday, but we had a winner. 5 seconds for $5. Call right now, 888-696-1003. And coming up at 7:50 this morning, it could be 48, 49, somewhere around there, we have a major announcement. They don't get much bigger than this, especially if you're a fan of this show. You're going to want to hear this. General Manager Peter Burton's going to join. PD Dave Beezing. Skeeter will be in here. Katie's going to be in here. Andy Chanley's coming in. So it's big. 7:48-ish, 7:50-ish. Try to be here for it. This is crazy. We've all heard how great Sweden is to live.
Yeah.
Check this out. When it comes to paternity leave, Sweden is very, very generous to the new dads. Parents there, both moms and dads, are entitled to stay home with their kid for 480 days.
Wow.
While receiving 80% of their salary.
What?
Over a year. A year and 100 days.
That is so far in my life the best reason I've ever heard to have a baby. That's a pretty damn good deal.
The government of Sweden wants fathers to stay home from work to take care of the kid.
Wow.
And you know what I say? You haven't lived until you've banged a Swedish chick.
Oh, wow. So
I've
get
always
yourself
said that.
Over to Sweden.
Yeah, I've always said that. They're hot, right?
They are. They're supposed to be hot, yeah.
What was the thing? What do they call them? Au pairs?
Yeah,
the Swedish
nannies.
Au pair?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hi, Mark. I like to babysit your children.
Yeah, that's right. Well, first of all, Skeeter would shut that down before it even began.
That would be an option. At her first flergen, he can flergen.
Macaulay Culkin did his first interview in 10 years, and he took the opportunity to finally address the drug rumors that have been hounding him forever.
Mm. May I help you? Is this toothbrush approved by the American Dental Association?
Well, I don't know. It doesn't say, hon.
Can you please find out?
The Home Alone star tells The Guardian, quote, "No, I was not pounding 6 grand of heroin every month or whatever. The thing that bugged me was tabloids wrapping it all in this weird guise of concern. Now you're trying to shift papers." While he did not deny any heroin use, he responded, "Perhaps, when asked if he had ever planned to go into more depth about the allegations. Despite the interview, don't expect the former child star to return to the spotlight. The 35-year-old says he is, quote, effectively retired.
Yeah, what has he been doing all this time?
I don't know.
Besides not slamming six grams of heroin.
Does he have enough money to be fine without a job?
Well, that home alone money's probably still rolling in.
Mm-hmm. Well, then I guess he doesn't have to do anything but try to stay sober.
Yeah, allegedly.
The kid star, kid actor, it never goes well at the end. Not never. Okay. Let's Ron Howard.
Oh, there's that went well.
Yeah, okay, so big as a kid star. Jody. Then he went and did American Graffiti as a teen. Mm-hmm. And then Ron Howard, director.
Right.
Which that's been the biggest part of his career.
Yeah, and most amazing part of his career.
He said that as a director, the one quality that you've got to have is you've got to know how to tell a story. And he said, even though I was 5 or 6 when I began, I learned the value of telling the story properly from the Andy Griffith program, because the writers would write the scripts and then Andy himself would take them and pore over every word to make sure it was exactly like he wanted it to be.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Maybe we all like Andy Griffith better. You win.
Well, he explained it when somebody questioned him. He said, look, my name is on the show. And I need to make sure that quality, it comes in every single episode. And it was the biggest honor of my life. In fact, I got two. We had Andy Griffith on the phone. And there was a moment in one of the episodes where Andy and Barney were getting ready to go to their high school reunion. And they sat there and they sang Mayberry Union High.
Oh, my goodness.
And I know every word of it. So on the radio, I started singing it to him. He joined in.
Oh,
and I mean,
God.
He was yelling it. Mayberry Union High. It was awesome.
That's so
and then my second story, we used to do birthday shows for each other. When it was Brian's birthday, I would put on the show for him. Uh-huh. It was mine. He would put on the show for me. Brian had worked it out to where Andy Griffith would allow me on the set of Matlock. And so I go. I'm on the set of Matlock. He was in the makeup room getting his eyebrows trimmed. And that's where I was taken. And I had a lighter that had been given to me by one of my listeners. And it was a commemorative gold lighter that said, final season of Andy Griffith, season 8. Thank you for everything you did. And it was old. And I brought it with me. And I took it out and I handed it to Andy and I said, look at what I've got. He looked, oh, look at that. Look at here what Mark gave me.
Oh, no.
What am I going to say? You can't. This is my, one of the biggest people in my, I can't say that. So I didn't. And he kept it.
So now you're down one silver dollar and a commemorative lighter. Poor Mark. Oh.
In mere moments, it is the contest that everybody's talking about around the water cooler. 5 seconds for how much is it, Gina?
$5.
Yeah, not so much.
Yeah.
So let's try and give away $1,000. It is the classic rock campaign bribe, because bribing people is how you get things done in the good old U.S. of A.
You have 15 minutes to text SHEEP to this number, 72881. Messaging and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. All our Mark in the Morning listeners 18 or older in all 50 states are eligible. We'll have more bribes for our LA listeners at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. Once again, the super secret word is SHEEP. And the number to text to be in the drawing for $1,000 is 72881.
Be proud, accept our bribe, and vote for classic rock at work. This is America, damn it.
5 seconds for $5.
All right, we're back to five. Dave from Ventura has called. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Mark.
How you doing?
Just hanging in there.
What do you do for a living?
I work in sales for an irrigation supply company.
Mm.
Okay, now sales, see, when I was a young jock, barely making any money, the jocks would park on the left side of the parking lot and salespeople would park on the right. it wasn't hard to see who was making the money in radio. And I was tempted at one point to try it. So, Dave, what do you make a year?
I park on the left side of the parking lot.
So sales job, pretty good.
Yeah, you know, it's Southern California. It's a drought, so there's a lot of opportunity for, you know, growth and development.
Oh, yeah. Are you married with kids?
No, sir.
Never been married?
Never been married.
How old are you?
30.
Oh, he's a kid.
Do you plan to get married, or is it just something you're not interested in?
You know, we'll see how the cards lie.
Do you have a girlfriend?
If she said, if I said yeah, she'd probably be surprised. But I'm seeing somebody that I kind of like right now.
Oh.
How many dates have you been on?
Well, she kind of lives out of town, but I've been seeing her for about a month now.
You had sex yet?
What? Come on, dude.
So you are?
Oh yeah.
How many dates was it into she gave it to you?
It was two.
Oh.
Wow, slut. Was it good?
No. I'm the slut.
Yeah,
but she let you do it. All right, Dave. All right, Dave, here's your question. If you answer this in 5 seconds, I'm going to give you $5. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Who won 6 consecutive Wimbledon single titles in the 1980s?
5, 4, 3, 2. Andre Agassi?
No. Anybody?
I'm going to say McEnroe.
No.
Everett.
No.
How many guesses do we get?
I wasn't even alive then.
He was a German guy. I know.
All right, I'm giving you a hint. Chick.
Oh.
That wasn't Chrissy.
Martina Navratilova.
She won 6 consecutive Wimbledon titles in the 80s. That is nuts.
Yeah.
So good. Dave, thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, so you guys remember when we were getting ready for the Orange County Fair appearance and I was looking for listener talent?
Yeah.
Okay, this guy, he called for another reason, but Paul is on the phone. Hey, Paul.
Good morning.
All right, Paul's calling from Whittier. I remember he called up and auditioned. This is the worst Vin Scully impression you're ever going to hear. I told him, don't do this at parties. It's bad, and it's not even funny because it's so bad. It's just bad. So here now is listener Paul with his Vin Scully impression. Go ahead, Paul.
Wait, you want me to do it again?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Wow, you gotta, literally rolled out of bed again. Come on, okay, here we go.
What, you got to get it ready?
Okay, okay, 1 second. From the beginning. Well, I'm so nervous, guys. I didn't even know. Okay, here we go. Hi, everybody, and a very pleasant good morning to you, whoever you may be. This is Vin Scully, and you are listening to 100.3 The Sound. Now, on Kershaw already. He delivers his ball on the outside.
It sounds nothing like Vin Scully.
Mark, formerly of... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
It's just... So well, listen, thank you for doing it again. Yeah, but I don't even know why at the beginning you thought you could do a Vin Scully.
I don't know.
I love him!
Well, Paul, listen, thank you for listening and thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Talk to you soon.
It's the best.
Now, I did want to remind all of you this morning at 7:50-ish, it could be 48, 49, we have a major announcement. Linda will be with me. Katie will be here. General Manager...
Peter Burton.
Thank you. Peter Burton and Program Director Dave Beezing will be in here. That is around 7:50. Don't miss.
Here's what I'm saying, okay? This is a renegotiation. We want more from them, so let's give them more. Let's show them your pure joy of the game. Bury the attitude a little bit and show them...
Wait. You're telling me to dance.
No. I'm saying to get back to the guy who first started playing this game. Remember? Way back when you were a kid? It wasn't just about the money, was it? Was it? Was it?
Okay, check this out. The Church of Scientology has long been rumored to have a vetting process to find women for Tom to date. Tom Cruise. And now, one former member is opening up about the experience. Voiceover actress Kathy Schenkelberg told the Daily Mail, quote, "I was on a really high level. I was a successful Scientologist, and I was one of America's top voiceover artists. I remember there was a load of us in the lobby of the Celebrity Center. I didn't know I was being auditioned to be Tom's girlfriend, so I was being asked on camera, 'Where are you from? What level are you on? Then, what do you think of Tom Cruise?'" She continued, "I thought I was auditioning for a training course. So when he asked about Tom Cruise, I said, quote, 'I can't stand him. I think he's a narcissistic baby. I said, I'm really bummed about him splitting with Nicole. I hate the guy. Even before I was in Scientology, I didn't like it.' I then go on a litany about him, and I remember saying at the end, 'Do I have a script now? What do I need to do?' And they said, 'No, you're finished.' I was like, I thought this was a training video. When I left the room, there was another actress outside, and she asked, 'How did you do?' I said, 'What do you mean?' She said, 'That's an audition to be Tom Cruise's girlfriend.' And I said, 'Then I don't think I got the gig.'"
Oh, my God. How true do you think that story is? Because that's a great story.
Look, I would have no idea. But what I never understood from his first wife, which I can't remember her name.
Oh, what was her name?
An actress.
It was Andy. Mimi Rogers?
Yeah.
Mimi Rogers.
Yeah, she looked like, what's her name from Groundhog Day?
And then Nicole, and then Katie Holmes. Why? I mean, look, if you're that big a Scientologist and you have to be married to a Scientologist, why don't you date and marry a Scientologist?
Yeah.
It's all kind of fixed.
Yeah, but I guess they wanted somebody, with more celebrity power.
And like, then talk them into doing it?
Like a former star from Dawson's Creek.
Okay. So,
sorry.
This is...
Sorry. That was our bad. We thought that was a much longer song.
So, Steve, good morning.
Good morning, man.
All right, let me be completely honest with you in that I saw you step into the doorway and I was going to ask Gina, why is he here?
Cool, man.
We were not told that you were coming. I don't know what happened to the communication levels, but it doesn't matter. We've got 6 minutes here.
Some parents call it an accident. We call you a surprise.
So let's just talk about, Steve-O is in the room. Let's talk about
awesome.
what you came on the show to talk about.
I am here to promote my wild and crazy comedy show at the Brea Improv this Thursday through Sunday.
Mm. Oh, that's a lot of shows.
So how is the stand-up going?
It's going great, man. I've been on tour for 6 years. And I recently had my first comedy special on Showtime, which is, like, totally unbelievable for
That's
me.
Cool. Actually, Steve-O's been a guest on The Corolla Show, I'm sure, more than since just when I was there. And he told the craziest story about the special. I've seen part of it. This is not a normal, quote-unquote, stand-up special.
That's what I would expect.
Can you sort of enlighten Mark as to what makes it so not normal?
I definitely reinvented the format. It's kind of a variety show where I integrate physical crazy stunts into the show. And I'm even the stand-up part of it, I think I sort of set myself apart just because I've had such a crazy life and I'm such a reckless son of a bitch, you know.
That's a nice way to put it.
Yeah.
So have you ever had, see, for me, stand-up comedy would never be possible because you're asking for danger. Have you ever had a night where you're doing your act and it's not working?
Yeah, I mean, in the beginning, that I had that experience sometimes. It was really upsetting too. But back then, I used to have a rule where I would never ever tell the same joke or say the same thing on the stage ever.
So you were never able to refine anything.
Right. And I cursed myself for approaching it that way back then. But once you kind of get into material and refine it, then you kind of have your comfort zone. You know what works. And should anything not be working that you're trying that's new, you always have stuff to fall back on that you know that will go well. Where I've gone wrong is... you know, after being on the road for weeks on end, you sort of find yourself getting kind of burned out. And then, like, you know, the drunk, disruptive people that are just, like, kind of ruining the show by talking all loud, or, you know, the jerks with the cell phones, like, poaching the video of the show. Like, I have gotten just so frayed that I just have gone off on people. And then the rest of the show, I'm in my head thinking, oh, no, it's going to be on TMZ. Like, you know, like, please don't let video of that surface.
Specifically because it's you. It's going to be on TMZ. Because,
well, I mean, who knows? Like,
Steve-O did something wild and crazy again.
I've just, like, there have been a couple times where I really snapped on people.
So I was always entertained on Jackass. Whose idea was it to, hey, let's get a gigantic shopping cart and ride it down a hill while people pelt us with stuff?
I can't say with sure. I want to say Preston Lacey, and I think that the idea just came about because they have that gigantic shopping cart in, like, the prop department, like, pretty prominently displayed at Universal Studios. And I think someone just sort of saw it and thought, wow, we got to get everybody into it. But yeah, that was one of the more injurious things. Like, I mean, but, like, not everybody in the cast got injured when we crashed that thing, but virtually, like the majority of the cast was, you know, I think two guys went to the hospital.
Oh my God!
What stunt did you do on Jackass that you later thought, what was I thinking? Of course that wouldn't go well.
There was the one where I got onto a bellhop cart and they launched me down a couple flights of stairs. we were wearing cute bellhop suits. but I landed on the bellhop cart.
Oh.
And I landed on my back, and that actually kind of took me out for a little while.
Wow.
So there was a, but yeah, and it was like high anxiety for me because of that was the second movie, and I was injured, so I wasn't able to participate in so much stuff, and I was feeling like I wasn't in the movie. And so when it came time to put the fish hook through my face.
Oh, God. That video, every good story starts like that.
So intense.
Right. We did it the one time, and then the director came to me and said, hey, you know, having that professional body piercer put the hook through your face looks weird. It's like, what's this guy doing there? And we could use some more shark footage. Would you be okay with putting the hook through your face again?
Oh, my
God. Oh, God.
So I did it twice. I told him, you know, I'm very light on footage, and I'm willing.
So, Steve, tell us again, where's the shows? How can people get tickets?
Okay, now, the shows are at the Brea Improv, which is at the in Orange County, very close to L.A.
Yeah.
And
it's a good room.
Right, and if you go to steveo.com, there's certainly all the info there. I'm sure improv.com probably has it, but go to steveo.com and it's right there on the front page.
And I can seriously promise you this won't be like any old tired stand-up show you've ever seen.
Well, thank you for that. I could not be more confident in what I'm doing. And since I taped the comedy special last year, you know, I've got a whole new show, and it's really, I think, like, way better than what
awesome.
I did on Showtime.
Oh, wow.
Well, Steve, I apologize for not knowing you were coming, but in the end, it turned out okay.
Hey, brother, it's been a fantastic treat, and I'm glad I was able to surprise you guys, and thank you for having me on.
Thank you, Steve. So when I was in L.A. last week, I heard that for the first time, and I'm thinking, bitch, does Hillary Clinton check her out?
I've never tried that before. I got to get better.
Nailed it, though.
Thank you.
Let's find out what's trending. Here is Hillary Clinton.
The CDC. The CDC issued a warning to pregnant women to avoid unnecessary travel to Miami right now as more cases of the Zika virus have been discovered. Disney is remaking one of my favorite movies, the movie Splash, but its casting is a little cuckoo. Turns out that Channing Tatum will play the role of Daryl Hannah. From the 1984 hit Splash. Very excited. Gisele Bündchen's role in the opening ceremony of the Olympics has been tightly under wraps, but witnesses at the dress rehearsal told media in Brazil that the supermodel is featured in a scene that shows her getting robbed. So that should be interesting. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Mark has a very special announcement around 7:50, maybe a few minutes before. Be here for that. Do not miss it. But first, the Stones Man.
Stones.
This is Stout. Mark in the Morning.
Stout.
So, Gina, Katie said something stupid?
Crazy, right? No, she came in here with the cutest, most adorable, oddest question in ever. I'll paraphrase it for our needs, but the conversation was a little bit longer, a little more back and forth. But basically the question was, wait, a show doesn't have to be serious to be called a series?
I thought that series were serious, and I didn't know a comedy could be a series. Turns out, if it's a TV show with more than one season, it's a series, huh? Yeah, yeah, you learn something new every day.
Whether it's serious or not,
you know?
Look, I defend everybody. Everybody says something really, really stupid about once a year.
I do it every day.
I defend it.
I do it every day. That's the issue.
Six reasons today doesn't suck.
One.
We're so sorry.
It was on this day, 45 years ago, this song was released. It was Paul McCartney's very first number one post-Beatles. Paul recorded Ram in New York with Linda on backing vocals, session drummer Danny Sewell, and two session guitarists. Here, Sewell recalls cutting his part.
Just great fun recording it. And when I got to hear it, I wasn't there. I was working all day long on this other project when they did the sweetening date. But my friend Marvin Stamm played that. I didn't get to hear that until the album was done and they sent me a box of records, you know, and I was just knocked out with the finished product.
This is my favorite McCartney solo piece ever.
Really?
Oh, yeah, love it. It's, would you not agree, his most Beatle-esque?
It is very Beatle-y. I'm just surprised that out of everything, this is the fave.
Love.
Two.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller.
Remembering Carol O'Connor, born on this date in 1924, who turned the outspoken and narrow-minded Archie Bunker into one of television's greatest characters ever.
How the hell was I to know that reporter wasn't an honest guy?
Hi, Archie, I'm home.
Yeah, so am I, Edith. listen. You're already the president of large. You want to take over my job as a membership chairman?
Go ahead and do that. I made it this morning. It's a meatloaf. It'll be ready any
time. I don't have to take this kind of meatloaf from you. I don't have to take this kind of cup from you. You want to take over my chairman's gravel? Just go ahead and take it over and bang it yourself and hustle after some members yourself and go to hell while you're at it. Hey, Edith, I'm looking for my chairman's gravel.
Oh, it's in the closet.
Well, let me get a hold of that.
Oh, wait a minute. No, don't get it off.
Penny Lane,
today is Take a Penny, Leave a Penny. Gina.
Yeah.
What was on the penny before Abraham Lincoln's image?
Ooh. Let me think about it while I enjoy the song you chose. I'm going to say the White House.
It was an Indian head.
Oh.
And pennies used to be made of bronze and then copper, but now mostly are made from what less expensive metal? Zinc, aluminum, or lead?
Aluminum.
It is zinc.
I'm terrible at this.
Four. Having my
baby. It was on this day. In 2005, Geraldo Rivera's fifth wife, Erica, gave birth to the 62-year-old broadcaster's fifth child, daughter Salida.
There is nothing about that story you wanted to report. You just wanted to play Paul Anka.
Love it. Love it. It's all for you, Adam.
Five.
And it was on this day back in 1975. One of These Nights by the Eagles hits number one on the Billboard singles chart.
Thank you for being a friend.
It was on this day that Andrew Gold was born. Do you know the song?
Well, obviously, but what is happening right
now? It's a different version.
No, it's the original version, Gina.
With like the extra verse about the Cadillac?
Yes, yes.
Ah, so good! Keep it going, please.
Was this the theme to the Golden Girls?
Yes, Mark.
But a different lady sang it.
This is a long version.
I didn't know this existed.
Yes!
I actually heard outside the Target one time.
Well, Andrew this, Gold. Andrew Gold. This guy was not a one-hit wonder. He had two.
Yeah. It's a good song.
So good.
What is this?
Lonely Boy, right?
Yep.
Poppy.
Cheese is what this is.
No, that's a good song, Jackie.
Cheese is delicious. He was born on a summer
day in 1951. All right, coming up in 10 minutes, 7:50, we have a major announcement to share. And if you love Mark in the Morning, this is something you don't need to miss. It's coming your way at 7:50. Well, thank you for joining us. I've been promoting this announcement all morning and telling you, if you're a fan of Mark in the Morning, this was a must get. In the room of, obviously, Gina, Mikey, myself, Andy Chanley, General Manager Peter Burton, Program Director Dave Deasing. It was Peter and Dave that were the champions behind hiring me for Mark in the Morning. They contacted my attorney and said, we want Mark. And so the conversation began, the negotiation. We ran into a little bit of a glitch, and it wound up falling out. But, you know, I was kind of like, I was sad that it happened, but I was kind of like, well, better off we find that out now and so forth. But then, 3 months later, they call back again. And I said, what do you want? And they said, we think we've worked it out. We think we found a way, and they had. So here we are doing Mark in the Morning. And from the moment that I got here, while we were shooting video and starting to build what the show would be, I was given the utmost respect from these two men. They listened to everything that I had to say. I had a part in who was hired, a part in how are we going to build the clocks. The clocks are, you know, exactly where commercials go and all those things. I was involved in every single thing, and I want to thank you both for that. From the beginning, I felt very wanted. So one of the things that Dave and I talked about, Dave's the program director, I said, how many songs are we going to play? And he said, well, how about four? And I said, great. That gives me enough time for shenanigans and monkey shines and goofing off and yelling at people and being rude. And then Dave added a fifth, but he said, it's your option. If you've got time, you know, play it. If you're really doing something great, you know, don't. But there's the fifth song. So then last week I was in L.A. and Peter, Dave and I had a meeting. And so we're kind of sitting there, and then Peter goes, I'm going to say something and you're not going to like it. I have learned when a conversation begins with that, whatever is behind it. Oh, by the way, Skeeter's here. Good morning, Skeeter.
Good morning.
Whatever is behind it is just not going to be good. Peter said, our research shows that we need to be playing a lot more music. To which I replied, then you don't need me, which was the point of the conversation. There were tears, not from Peter. He is a soulless pig. Yeah. However, Dave and I have always been pretty connected. Okay, if you're a fan, this is the hard part. Hang on. Red's got a cast on. I will be stepping away tomorrow. Is our last show. Let me compose. We did this right. Hired all the best people. Searched all over for Gina. What a star. We did it right. You know, as I reflect back, what I'm going to be proud of is how well we did. And look, I get it. This is your radio station. You've got to, you know, I get it. It's a company, and I've been in this business forever. So I get that. What I don't know is, Thursday when I get up, what am I going to do? I've done this for, you know, my heart hurts.
Every day, I start it with Gina and Mikey and Danny and Andy at the beginning. Fell in love. I've never had a job where there wasn't some dick that I hated. I love every one of you. And I think it's funny that I don't have a job, but Katie has got a full-time job. She's Dave and Peter have hired Katie full-time. I can't imagine what you guys must have thought when I said, I want my daughter to join me. And you must have thought, boy, nepotism out the butt. Look at what Katie has done. She's the star. And Dave knows that. He would always say in meetings, we got to find a way to get Katie out. The show is a lot better when Katie's out there. So, guys, thank you for the Katie thing. One of the reasons I did this was to help my kids, and so I got that. I've been invited to be a family member. Still appear with... Oh, by the way, your new show is going to be Andy and Gina in the Morning. It'll be a music-intensive show, but you know then there'll be some joking around and goofing off. I will have some shows coming. I think what I'm going to do, when I left Mark and Brian, I dove right into Mark and Linda. I think I'm going to take some time and just figure out what's up. But I've got some shows that I think are going to be pretty good. The first one, Dave has been urging me to get back with Cool Stories and Music. And Cool Stories is a show where I take an artist or a band, and with their music, I tell you the story that you don't know. And Dave wants that, so I'm going to work on that. I got another show, Daddy versus Daughters. I'll play Daddy, and then Amy and Katie will be the daughters. Now, I don't know exactly where that's going to go, but... And then the other one is The Week in Review with Mark and Christian. I am going to saddle up with that bald-headed, ranting idiot, and I just can't imagine. Now, those are both going to be...
He's your problem now, dude.
Well, but see, the lucky thing is I'm not in the same room with him. That's going to be key for success there. Now, if you want to follow what is happening in the Thompson family with all the kids and me, then you follow at Lake Norman Linda. That's Linda with a Y, at Lake Norman Linda. And then my website, and I think Dave's going to pop this up on Facebook, but my website is mnlstudios.com, the letter M, A-N-D, the letter L, studios.com. Now, so Dave and Peter told me Wednesday. Friday, I took the staff out. I didn't want to not tell them face-to-face, and both Dave and Peter, I apologize for that, but I don't regret it. I had to do it. We had tears and then smiles and hugs, and we took one last selfie, which we need to put up.
I'll
send it to you.
All right, so I've been waiting to tell this because this was supposed to be secret. So Andy...
here it comes.
Andy goes to Dave and he says, listen, can I tell my producer?
Well,
he won't tell
anybody. Take back a step. We have, in the afternoon, there is a tremendous network of fans behind your show, Mark. The fan lounge for Mark in the Morning. And an offshoot of that, when I went to afternoons, Aaron Al, one of the fans of yours, took it upon himself to curate that. And there are, you know, 800 or 900 people that just go into that thing. He happened to be in the studio on my birthday, and they were he was doing a My Turn or Your Turn. And my family was up here. They put everything on Facebook Live, you know, the surprising me for my birthday. Had no idea they were coming up here. And Dave walks out and says to Laura, hey, so, you know, you're going to see a lot more of Andy in the afternoon, you know, for evenings and so forth. And she's like, yeah, yeah. And I look over and I see Aaron that sees that. And he's, you know, kind of cocks his head. And I'm like, I follow Dave into his office. I said,
I got to play a song.
We got to tell him. And I know we can trust him. I know, because I don't want to blindside people that have given this a lot of love. Take it.
So he goes to Dave and says, can I tell my producer? I think it's important. He won't tell anybody, I promise. And Dave said, sure. So Andy pulls him aside and then begins to tell him that he is going to be taking over with Gina, the new morning show. And then Andy realizes he's on Facebook Live. Dave called me. I was sipping some scotch with Skeeter by the pool, and I fell out. He just announced to Facebook Live that he's the new one. Normally, it's me. that crap happens too. This time it's you big idiot.
And then he calls, gets on the phone on the air to wish me a happy birthday. And you might have heard him say, "Hey, Andy, you know, there's this cool thing you ought to check out. I know you're old, but try the Facebook Live. You can say things people all over the world can hear you. It's great."
But we did feel incredibly lucky. There were only 5,000 people watching.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, Peter and Dave, thank you. Music. This is the best job I've ever had. Best people. The best radio. I don't regret it. I hate the way it came out, but seriously, I'm so proud of what we did here. And I thank you both for that.
Well, Mark, I personally thank you. This is Peter. For the last year and a half, because you're an incredible talent, you have an incredible family, and it's been awesome getting to know you, and I hope this for us is not goodbye, because you, I want very badly for you to still be involved here. I know Dave does as well, and you're a wonderful person. Linda is an awesome person. Katie, we're really excited to have her on the station, playing a bigger role, an even bigger role, hopefully, than she had played on your show.
Great.
So I just, you know, this is not goodbye for me. I can tell you that much, and I wanted to wish you all the best and tell you I love you.
Thank you. I love you, too. Dave.
What Peter said, times two, it gets said sometimes in business. People say, we're family. This station is family, and you are forever a member of the Sound family, Mark.
I will tell you that in radio, when you fire a guy, you don't let him back in the control room. You don't let him near a mic because you don't know what he's going to say. Peter and Dave have all my respect. I would never diss anybody. It has been the best. So we're going to come back in tomorrow with hopefully no tears. And we pulled up some moments from the show that you'll like. So join me 6 to 9. And then Thursday, Andy and Gina in the morning, music intensive, but they're going to be goofing off and having fun. And I cheer you. You know I love you both, and I want the best. All right, Mikey, Legal ID, please. Wow.
Spanning the globe to bring you the highest variety of sport.
I had to make a mistake, right?
And the agony of defeat.
So, Todd, I have no idea what stories you have, so I just guessed at football.
Well, you're in a fog right now, and I'm going to keep you in that fog, okay? We can suspend sports for a little bit here, but I just obviously listened in to the announcement, as many people did. And, Mark, you know, you and I have a lot in common. We've both been married to the same woman for 30-plus years. We both have 3 kids, and we both chose broadcasting as our careers. And I can only tell people that my life changed a little over 28 years ago when Bill Summers from KLOS called me up and said, "Hey, I've seen you on your nationwide sports trivia program, Time Out for Trivia, and I think you'd be the perfect sports guy for this new radio team of ours called Mark and Brian." And it really did change my life, because that led me to get the job at KBC-TV, and I had a wonderful run there, and it's changed my career path, the arch of my career. I mean, boy from the Midwest in Los Angeles rubbing shoulders with celebrities. Never in my wildest dreams that I thought that would happen, and a lot of it is because of you. And I've been, in my life, my career, I've been hired, fired, retired, and rehired more times than I care to really remember. But virtually every time I was rehired, it started with a phone call from Mark Thompson. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it happened several times. KLOS, my contract ran up. I said, "Yeah, we're going to stop for a little bit." And then I get a phone call. "Todd, can you come back?" "Yeah, okay, let's go." And then obviously the most recent time was a year and a half ago. Mark calls me up, says, "I'm going back on in L.A. live. I want you to do my sports." I said, "Well, you know, I'm already working." He said, "Well, work it out. Will you do it?" And all of a sudden I tell Paula, I said, I'm changing jobs. She goes, "You're leaving your job to go to work for what?" I said, "The Sound." She goes, "You don't even know the people who work there, the general manager." I said, "Paula, I'm doing it because Mark called. Wow. It was that simple. And I like a lot of people, maybe. I wondered. I said, you know something? Mark and Brian was a tremendous radio team. I mean, obviously, you got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, 25 years in L.A., and I woke up with you guys every morning and did your sports and just absolutely loved it. But I said to myself, well, I wonder how Mark's going to be with a new cast, you know, with this gal named Gina and this guy named Andy and Mikey. And I said, I wonder how it's going to be. And it was fantastic. The radio, and you said it, what you guys have done is tremendous. It's so quick moving and well produced, and slick. There's no dead moments, and it's just been wonderful radio. And I came to the conclusion, I said, you know why? Because Mark Thompson is a professional radio broadcaster. He knows how to make good radio. He knows what good radio is. And it's a tribute to you and to all of your listeners, because I know you feed off the crowd, Mark, and you feed off the listeners, and you hear the laughs, and that makes you go. And I just wanted to chime in and say that, because and the other thing I'll say is what's made you successful is that you are so honest. Okay, you open your life up to the rest of us. Your life is an open book. To be honest with you, I don't think I'd open up that much. Okay? my wife would be saying, well, you shut up. Keep our stuff out. But you do it. And because you and Linda are like marriage counselors to a lot of people, because you're so honest. And you've got three great kids. And the final thing that I will remember you doing that touched me was your tribute to your father for Father's Day. Was so moving, because a lot of, I know men in my generation, and I can't speak for the women, but maybe women as well, you know, your relationship with your father is complicated. So besides the tomfoolery, the monkey shines, the jokes, the good stupid stuff that you are famous for and making people laugh, you touched nerves of sentiment, and because of your honesty. And that tribute to your father, I mean, you capsulized the relationship I had with my father, but I couldn't put it to words, and you could. Because, you know, the relationship with your dad, especially, you know, your dad was a World War II guy, my dad was too, of that generation, it was complicated. It was, you know, they weren't your buddy, they were your father, and it was complicated. And, you know, my dad passed away, yours did too, and, you know, it's hard to talk to him now. And you capsulized everything, and for that, I'll always be eternally grateful. So there you go.
Todd says, I called everybody on the show, the ones that I didn't see on Friday, and the rest of them I called, because I didn't want them to hear it, you know, like this. I want to hear it from me. And Todd ended our conversation with, which, oh, by the way, when you call somebody that loves you, and you say, what I'm going to say sounds like a joke, but it's not. I got fired. People aren't able to hear it. They go, wait, what? That happened with every segment. Anyway, I said it to Todd, and after we had finished the conversation, Todd said, you may be the one leaving, but part of me is leaving with you.
Because this show is about a relationship. And Mark, you and I have been, you know, on the air together for, you know, the better part of 28 years. And, you know, sure, the sports segment goes on, but it's that relationship we have during that time. And I have cherished each of those moments for so many years with you. And we'll see what happens down the road. And I look forward to tomorrow.
Todd, you're out of time for sports.
I am. Brought to you by Frontier Toyota. Oh, Yasiel Puig is probably going down to the minors. That's it in sports. Brought to you by Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia. Check him out. Ask, tell him that you heard about him on The Sound, and see what Frontier will do.
Well, if you just joined, the announcement that I shared with everybody this morning is that tomorrow is the last Mark in the Morning show. Let's go to the phones. Dana has called from Downey. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay. I was calling because I missed the announcement, and I just now heard it. What?
Yeah. The programming department wants to play a lot more music in the morning, and I can't really do that because what I do is not that. I goof off and make phone calls and tell jokes, and so with their desire to be music intensive, I don't fit into that.
So kind of like the more music Mark and Brian didn't work.
Yeah, that was a complete joke, though, because we didn't play any music at all.
But I, personal opinion, you know, I hope they realize that you are probably, if not the reason, one of the biggest reasons that this radio station has become as successful as it is.
Well, I wish I owned it because I'd still be here, but it is their building, and I have to abide by the wish. I was thinking about this as I've been kind of grieving this. I think, though I've never been through one, I think this is what a divorce feels like.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
You know, Mark, well, I got to tell you, I can't help but be curious as to why Dana actually called since she hadn't heard the announcement.
I guess she called to find out what it was.
Oh, okay.
Dana, really kind words, and thank you for listening, and thank you for calling. Yeah. Let's go to Dwayne. Good morning, Dwayne.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like that first guy that called, you know, Angry Carl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you came on and took his music. I don't want the music. I want my mark.
Well, thank you, Dwayne. In fact, it's kind of funny because I knew. I found out last Wednesday. And the fan lounge, which is basically a lot of fans of this show, they had started a petition. And they had gotten quite a few signatures. And their name of their petition was More Mark, Less Music. And I was thinking, okay, reverse that. listen, Dwayne, thank you for listening all these years, and who knows what the future holds.
Man, you're my hero. I'm going to miss you, Mark. I really am.
Thank you, Dwayne.
I love Gina, though.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Well, you're going to get Gina. It's Andy and Gina in the morning beginning Thursday.
And I think we need to make it clear, and I know I speak for Andy, when I say we will do our best, but we know who the radio god is, and we are certainly not trying to pretend that we could ever rise to that level, but we will definitely do our best.
And Mark and Gina, mm-hmm. Thank you guys for taking the time to meet my son at the fair.
He was wonderful. Oh, Dwayne, we love you.
I love you guys, too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dwayne.
I'll miss you, Mark.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I cut you off in the middle of miss you. Okay. So, as I told you, I called everybody. Friends, anybody that I thought should know. And my phone dinged last night. And it's Cody Decker. Cody is my professional baseball playing friend. And he must have read something somewhere because he texted me and he said, are you okay? And I said, other than the fact that I got fired, I'm fine. And then the phone rang and it was Cody. And we were kind of in the middle of cocktail hour and discussing some stuff. And I got this from Cody.
Hey man, it's me. Didn't expect you to answer, so I just wanted to leave you a message and tell you, listen, I'm a nobody ball player, always have been, but I just wanted to tell you, the relationship I've had with you over the last 10 years has meant the world to me, and you are just that, the radio god to me. So I hope you know how much you mean to me and how much I base the fact that I'm remotely funny. I learned from you. So thank you. You're the best. I know whatever the f*** you do next is going to be the best. Because you are that, the best. So take good care. I'm here. Call me. I'm in Portland, Maine. Beautiful place. Hope it's time here. I'd love to get in on this.
Gina, have you ever heard Cody like that?
No.
Usually it's, I hate you, at the end of every call. Well, again, if you just tuned in, tomorrow is the last Mark in the Morning show, and we've pulled up some funny bits and highlights of the program. We're going to share that with you. Let's try to get in one more call before we take a break. Aaron from L.A. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I couldn't be more disappointed. I've called multiple times and talking on the air, but I've called just to complain. You guys play too much music. It's so annoying that, oh, here comes that little sound you play, and then I know I can turn it off for 20 minutes because you got music coming on. And I turn on other morning shows, which aren't obviously as good, but it's like, you guys just, I love Gina. I love Andy. I'm not going to listen because if you're playing more music, I'm never going to hear them. I just learned to use a podcast. And every day for the last 2 weeks, I've had you guys, I've listened to you guys, and I hear that sound, and I'm like, I don't have to listen to music. Here they come again. Now they're answering with, you know, the little tease they just gave. And I was so excited that I have these podcasts now, and now they're not going to be here. And I just am so sad. I was depressed for a month when Mark and Brian left, and I can't even begin to tell you how sad I am. I had December 10th already for your Christmas show, and I can't go. I can't even express how sad I am right now.
Aaron, thank you so much. It's people like you that I get up and come down here and do what I do. And thank you.
Find another station then.
Well, let me just say this again. If you want to follow me and Linda and the kids and my website, on Twitter, it's @LakeNormanLinda with a Y.
Yep.
And my website, mnlstudios.com, the letter M, A-N-D, the letter L, studios.com. I've got my statement up. And there's also a place where you can register. And that way, when I've gotten the shows up and running, Daddy versus Daughters and the Weekend Review with Mark and Christian, then we can email you and say, hey, the show's up and check it out. So, okay, we'll be back in a minute. Hey, Gina.
Yeah.
Mics are hot.
Okay.
Let's find out what's trending. Here's that.
It never gets old. Well, the Simpsons have cast their vote for president by releasing an ad smearing Donald Trump. The bid includes him wearing a dog on his head instead of hair and demanding that a wall be built in the ocean. Cooler weather is temporarily keeping a lid on the dangerous fire in Big Sur, with a marine layer trapping the temperature in the 60s closest to the coast. And McDonald's is trying to shake its image for serving processed junk food by eliminating some artificial preservatives from the Chicken McNuggets and the high fructose corn syrup from the burger buns. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. More words and love for our man Mark at 8:36. But first, Ute. This is Mark in the Morning.
All right, so we're going to go back to the phones, but as a blanket rule, let's try to shy away from the bashing of the sound. They're doing what they think is correct. It's their radio station. So if you want to talk to me, that's cool, but let's not bash if we could. Let's go to Michelle. She's calling from LA. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm not good. I just want to say thank you so much for coming back in the first place.
Thank you.
And you helped me get over a really serious part of my life. And I was breaking up, or I broke up with a person I was with for 15 years. And at the time, Brian was gone, you were gone, I had nobody. And it was really tough. And you came back, and it was like, okay, I can do this. I can move forward. Even though it's different and it's new, it's still going to be good. And that's how you are. You came back to the station, you came back to the radio, whatever. You were in the morning, you got me up. You got me going. You got me to face the next day. And you were funny. The chick on the street, I loved her. I was just like, that's like me, you know? But I just want to say, you know what? I've never met you. I don't know you, but I love you. Thank you. Thank you. And it's going to hurt because I feel like I'm breaking up with somebody again.
Well, Michelle, I will not leave you, I promise you.
Oh, God. That's the first time I've ever heard that from a man. Oh, my God. I wish I was taping this.
Michelle,
play that, you know, in bed at night.
Well, thank you for the giggle, Michelle, and thank you for listening.
Mark.
Thank you. Take
yes,
care.
Jackie.
Can I just share a voice memo I got on Facebook?
Sure.
Man, that sucks. No more Mark, though. No more Susimathies.
Again, if you want to follow me, it's at Twitter, @LakeNormanLinda, Linda with a Y, and my website, where you can get signed up. There are going to be some shows coming, is mnlstudios.com, the letter M, A-N-D, the letter L, studios.com. Katie has a letter she wanted to share with me.
Okay, I'm going to get my tissues. I'll try to not cry through it. All right, here we go. It took me like a day and a half to write this because I was just sobbing through the entire thing. All right. You called me on a Sunday at 2:10 p.m. to ask me to be a part of Mark in the Morning. And I can even remember, it's not even sad yet and I'm crying. And I can even remember what I was looking at and where I was. I didn't think that it was real until I showed up to the station. The same feeling I had when you told me that the show is over. I have never been so proud to be a part of anything in my whole life. I got to not only work beside you, but I also got to learn from the professional and the man that I look up to most. In my life, you have taught me how to walk, how to talk, and now what direction I'm supposed to speak into the mic. The thought of me not getting to see your face every morning on Skype makes me tear up, although now I won't have to hear the same stories over and over again every day. I can't even begin to thank you enough for all the opportunities that you have given me. And most of all, I want to thank you for being you. Because if you weren't the way that you are, I wouldn't be half of the person that I am today. And I love you so much.
What did I always tell you, Katie?
To be myself.
Yeah. That's why you're a star. Because I knew you would be. And you will be. Got a full-time job. You're good to go.
How am I supposed to do it without you?
I love you, sweetie.
I love you so much.
Now, if you just joined us, the announcement we made this morning at 7:50 is that I will be stepping away. Tomorrow morning is our last show. We're going to have fun. We've got a bunch of fun clips so that we can just kind of relive some of the moments from the program. So let's go to Tony. He's calling from Corona. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning. I'm just heard on the radio, and I really have appreciated the shows. I started listening to you when I was recovering from some eye surgery, and you kind of brought a little bit of joy. You had that kind of satire and shenanigans that Don Rickles had when he was young, and you just really were an enjoyable thing to listen to, and I've lost a few friends to cancer and stuff like that the past year or so, but being able to talk to a DJ was like when I was a teenager, man. I used to get out of the covers and listen to Wolfman Jack.
Tony is one of our 85-year-old listeners. I love him. He called in every day, and he is really sad, so.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I woke up this morning to an email. Gina, do you have that email? The one you sent me last night?
I do.
Why don't you share it?
Oh,
I'll
goody.
Never make it through it.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I didn't have my most restful night of sleep last night, so I...
Well, Linda read on Twitter, we now know why Gina hasn't slept for two nights.
Yeah, and by the way, we have... over, because I stopped counting because the mics were hot, over 55 emails in the Mark in the Morning Facebook emails alone, and that's all from the past 40 minutes. So we'll get to those at some point. So this is a middle of the night email to Mark because Gina couldn't sleep. Okay. Mark, I just want to tell you, in case it wasn't 100% clear, what an impact you've had on me. As we Jews say at the Passover holiday, Dayenu, it means it would have been enough. And that word has been going through my head all weekend when thinking about you. If you were just a huge star that made everyone laugh till they cried because you were a rude, vile pig, it would have been enough. If you were just a guy who was fiercely loyal to the people he loved, it would have been enough. If you were just a mentor who inspired your crew to do whatever they could to make every show better, it would have been enough. But you are all those things and so much more. I've never worked with someone who cared so much about the people he worked with, who demanded and valued our ideas so enthusiastically, and who so selflessly gave up the spotlight to make other people shine. I've learned so much from you about how to be a better broadcaster, but that pales in comparison to what I've learned about being a better person. Your vulgar playfulness, both on and especially off the air, has been a constant reminder not to take myself too seriously. And the protection and love you provide for your family inspired so many of us to connect more with the people that we love. You'll never know how indebted to you I am for picking me and for letting me feel like part of your family. You're a true leader in every sense of the word, humble, fearless, irreverent, and full of joy. And the impact you've made on me personally and professionally can never be quantified. As my dad would say, you are class all the way. And by the way, he texted me that about 5 minutes ago. And are on a very short list of people who have changed my life for the better. As it was stated so perfectly by Todd, when you go, a piece of us goes with you. Thank you for sharing your perfect you-ness with all of us. I know I speak for millions of people when I say we love you with our entire heart, and we'll be anxiously awaiting whatever comes next from that mischievous, curious boy from Alabama who could always promise us one thing. When we were with him, we'd never be bored. I love you, Mark. Thank you for everything. And we haven't seen the last of each other, and yes, I know I can go bleep a bleep. I love, love, love you always. Your bitch forever, Gina.
When we were going through the process of finding, because I was adamant with Dave and Peter that with Andy and I, we've got to have a really strong woman presence to break up some of that testosterone. The moment that I heard Gina's tape, I knew that was the one. And then when I met her in the interview process, and at this point we had narrowed it down to two, and I wanted to get in the production room and just do a 30-minute show, throw out some content. And when Gina and I were doing ours, I could tell she was a little bit reserved. She was nervous a little bit. So I just kind of got it out of her to relax. And she then told a story about Walmart. I laughed so frickin' hard. And I knew that there's nobody even close. This girl has sat here every day. Every morning I wake up and I've got 5 emails from Gina with ideas. I always told everybody, ask yourself the question, what can I do to make tomorrow's show better? She did that every day. In the times where I'm having an old man moment, Gina had my back. She would never let me screw up. And you know, trying to quarterback all this, I told him in the first meeting, I said, look, the name of the show is Mark in the Morning, but it's not about me. It's about us. And I want you to be, if you're hysterical, that means the show is hysterical. And you, notice I don't say the finest female broadcaster. You're the best I ever worked with. So thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. Let's take a call. Stacy El Segundo. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Mark. I'm not sure I can follow that because I'm in tears. You've meant so much to me, gosh, since the beginning of Mark and Brian, and when you left, I was crying. And now I'm crying again because you really brought so much joy. And the moment I heard you were going to be back on the air, I was just so excited. I told all my friends, I said, oh my God, Mark is back. I'm so excited. And I just got in the car this morning and I'm like, oh my God, this has got to be a joke because your show and everyone on this show is amazing. And you guys brightened my day and I'm so upset. Drive me to work, and I can't even believe it. I just love you to pieces. Your laugh makes my day. I'm just so sad. And I really hope that I can find you on the air somehow.
Well, as I said,
anytime, because I'm really going to miss you a lot. And well, I want to thank you for everything that you've done, all of you.
Well, thank you, Stacy. As I said, if you want to find out what I'm into. I'm going to take a little time. I rushed off Mark and Brian and jumped right into Mark and Linda, which, by the way, Linda's here. Hey, Skeeter.
Hello.
Hi, Skeeter.
Hello. How are you?
I'll tell that story in a minute. I'm going to take a little time, maybe some travel, figure out what's up. Our son's getting married this November.
Yes.
But if you want to follow us, then Linda's Twitter is at Lake Norman Linda, Linda with a Y, and my website is mnlstudios.com, the letter M-A-N-D, the letter L, studios.com. There's a place you can get signed up, and once the shows get going, Daddy versus Daughter, the Weekend Review with Mark and Christian, we will email you, oh, and Cool Stories. That's going to be the big time taker. So yeah, go ahead and get signed up. You can go. It's up right now, the statement that I made, which, by the way, being in the middle of this and trying to write a statement, I've never written a statement. Statements are stupid. they're just dumb, because I'd write it and I'd send it to Elliot and he would propose a bunch of changes, so I'd make them and then he'd propose more changes. Eat me, man. I don't want to write no statement. Who gives a crap about it? Who really reads press releases anyway? Does anybody read the whole thing?
We'll read yours.
Honey, don't forget that Katie has something from Amy.
Yes. Now, Amy, my other stupid daughter, has put something up. What'd she put it up on? Twitter?
On Instagram.
I don't even know what that is.
And it's a beautiful photo of your face with a mullet.
Yes.
And it says, my dad, an absolute radio icon. Never a bad show if this man is in charge of the microphone. I know what the next step is, Dad. Let's get this man inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. That's what I care about. Why hasn't that even happened yet?
Oh, wow. Look at this picture. I look great.
Mullet null. With the sexy eyes.
Okay, Mr. Paging Don Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Pick up a white courtesy phone.
There was some Miami Vice hanging off that thing,
yeah,
wasn't it? Listen, so tomorrow, I'm sure that we're not going to do this again. We're going to have fun. We're going to play some fun clips and some fun stories. And
well, I'm telling you right now, you're going to be hungover, because as soon as this show is over, we're going to start drinking.
Yes!
And then we're going to take a nap, because we have had all this going on since Wednesday. We haven't slept. And we slept with a dog in our bed last night with a cast on his leg. Then we're going to take a nap. Then we're going to get up and we're going to drink some more.
Nice. I like everything I'm hearing. So listen, if you want, join us tomorrow, the very last Mark in the Morning show. We're going to be fun. We'll play clips. And those people that are friends of yours that you know they like Mark in the Morning, make sure they tune out too. So Mikey, Gina, Katie, I will see you in the morning, bright and early. And thank you all for the love. I really feel
we
moved.
Love
thank
you.
You. I love you too.
What?
Thank you.
Oh, sure, podcasting is great, but have you heard about this new invention that puts Mark in the Morning directly in your car each weekday morning? Yeah, it's called FM radio. And you'll find Mark in the Morning there on 100.3 FM in Southern California. Thanks for listening.